So we started Torah 69 in Rabbi Nachman, Torah Samech Tet, that talks about diverging from the past, a path of truly understand what money is all about. And we're talking about how money, in its essence, comes from the very, very high place where our soul comes from. And our soul comes from the world of desire, from the world of Ratzon. And Nefesh is Ratzon. Im yesh nafshechem likvor metim milfanai, Avram says to Bnei Chet, if you have a desire to let me bury my dead. Soul is desire, and money is also desire. Kesef is kisufim, it's the desires, as we saw in last week's parsha, when Lavan says to Avram, Nichsof nichsafta lebeis avicha, you had a tremendous desire to go back to your father's household. There's a crazy idea of kesef being the essence of desire, so is nefesh. And that's why when a person is desiring money, he has to desire what money represents, which is desire, and not what it is, which is just coinage. And that's something very important. So when we're talking about kesef, it's a true essence. And Rabbi Nachman was telling us in the beginning of Torah Samech Tet, which is Torah that Samech Tet starts the word stiyah, which is diverging. The Torah diverging from the path. A person, Chas v'Shalom, can diverge from the path of true righteousness and the desire of what money represents. And not only desire money, but also steal money. And by stealing money, you can steal someone's desires. And the essence of someone's desires are his kids. His kids live out when he dies. They're his ticket to immortality. That's why someone desires money so much, and someone desires sexuality so much, because that's their ticket to immortality. Your kids are the essence of you, of what's left of you when you're done. A person steals someone's money, it's not just taking $100. You could take his children. You could take his desires. You could take the essence of him as it transcends his body and his mind. And that is something very dangerous. But now Rabbi Nachman is building on another level and saying, not only can someone, Chas v'Shalom, take someone's kids, but when you steal from someone's money, you're also going to desire his wife, his spouse. Because at the end of the day, there's nothing greater than the spouse to awaken desire. This famous idea in Chazal, quote, says, Isha tova osa retzon ba'ala. A good woman does the desire of her husband. Now that's maybe on a shallow level, we understand that a good woman is an obedient woman. But spirituality, in Hasidus, in Kabbalah, how could a woman do her husband's desire if a woman is a higher evolved creature than a human being, than a man? So obviously a woman should not degrade herself to be on the level of a man in order to do what he wants. Rather, Isha tova osa retzon leba'ala, Hasidus reads it. A good woman doesn't do her husband's desire, she creates a desire for her husband, right? She awakens a desire within him. A guy doesn't want to do anything and his wife says, come on, let's not be losers, let's do something, come on. Awakens his desire for something greater and higher and deeper, and that's of greater essence. And this is what we're saying here in this teaching, that a woman, she is the awakening of the true desire of men. And that's why when we're talking about the relationship between a man and his wife, we're just talking about the relationship between man and the money that he has. That's why also the acquiring of a woman is going to happen through coinage, because coinage is representative of potentiality, and a wife is a representation of a man's potentiality. I mean, think of a single man. Most of his tefillahs are almost all about finding his shidduch, his basher. Probably most of a person's genuine tefillah in his whole entire life is either for finding a spouse, a wife, or for shalom bayis with his wife. That's where all his tefillahs are going. That's all his whole desire. And that's what Rabbi Nachman is telling us, that the essence of a person's money can be connected to his wife. And if a person steals, someone's money, then he's also stealing. He's also going to have desires for a person's wife, which is not in a pure way. But Rabbi Nachman says not only that, it wouldn't end. It doesn't necessarily end only with desiring someone's money, stealing someone's money and desiring somebody's wife. If someone desired someone's money and also went about taking his money, then desiring his wife, why would he stop by desire? He'll also take his wife. And Chas v'Shalom, a person can reach a level that he starts with just stealing, lo tignov, and whoops, he finds himself one dibra up in lo tinaf. Right? A person can easily, not by chance, these are neighboring commandments, don't steal and don't commit adultery, because a person is stealing someone's money, then he can also steal someone's wife, Chas v'Shalom. And this is something very, very dangerous. So Rabbi Nachman is saying, he's talking to us about this essence of desire, this essence of what it means to desire someone's money and take his money. In that regard, you can take his wife. You could take his kids, and you could really destroy a person's life. And you don't necessarily mean it. Also, it doesn't even necessarily going to happen in a direct way. It's not a world of causality that I do something and it happens right away, but rather in a world where my desires in one end can affect completely on a different realm. And that's something very, very dangerous. So Rabbi Nachman is teaching us this. idea that a person has to be very, very careful where he directs his desire for money, and he should only desire what money represents and not what money is as a physical being. And we should be very careful, because if a person desires somebody's money and he takes somebody's money, it could be taking his kids and his wife. And in a way, this is, you know, he said money is a very strong correlation to someone's soul. And you could literally take somebody's soul by taking his money, by coveting his money. So we should be zocheh to steer away from that in the greatest way possible.